But I started October 4th, 1994. I think I started writing Angels Ashes. I'd been trying to write it for 30 years. I'd written a version of it in the 70s called If You Live in a Lane. It was a novel, and it didn't work. I look at it now. I keep it in a drawer and take it out through my, it's in case I get smug, get a swelled head. I look at how I used to write, and I'm quickly deflated by my abysmal lack of talent. So I think I said to myself, I've been teaching for 30 years. I'd done that. And now I have to write this memoir. Why did I want to write a memoir? Not that I wanted to tell everybody about my life. It wasn't particularly significant. It's a miserable story about growing up in a miserable city in miserable Ireland at that miserable time when the whole world was depressed. Why would anybody want to read that? But I wanted to show the face of poverty, because so little is written about poverty, especially in these boom times in the world. You might read Dickens and say, well, he wrote about poverty. He did. Yeah, he knew it. But he didn't, he wasn't realistic enough for me. Whether you're reading Oliver Twist or Great Expectations or David Copperfield, they all turn out happy in the end. They have to. He's English. You know, yeah. So, and either Oliver or David or whoever is turns out to be the long-lost son of the Duke of Norfolk or something like that. Well, I knew life wasn't like that. I knew life was a little more real, miserable. So I said, I want to show what poverty was like.